Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Episode 8. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Come stai?
Mark, sto molto bene, grazie. E tu?
Bene, ma sai, ieri sono scivolato.
No,
ho preso una storta, vero? Sì, sto scherzando.
Mamma mia, mi hai fatto preoccupare per un attimo.
Don't worry, no, I didn't slip like Paolo in our previous episode, and I don't have una storta alla caviglia, fortunately. All good.
Ma hai studiato, visto?
Ho studiato. Bravo. Okay, we're back with another episode of our travel diaries, and we're following the adventures of Giulia and Paolo as they travel through Tuscany and visit various places, and of course get up to things like spraining their ankles in the swimming pools in the Terme di Saturni and so on. But it's all good. We are continuing on and they're visiting a new place today. And we'll find out exactly what that is as we listen to the text. Va bene?
Sì, direi che siamo pronti per cominciare.
Allora, iniziamo.
Visto che ieri Paolo ha preso una storta, oggi abbiamo deciso di noleggiare una macchina per evitare di camminare troppo. La meta di oggi è la Val d'Orcia. Prima di partire abbiamo preparato un pranzo al sacco con dei panini, frutta e una coperta per fare un picnic. Una volta in macchina abbiamo guidato per un po', osservando il paesaggio intorno a noi. Era una giornata splendida. Il cielo era limpido e azzurro. C'era una leggera brezza fresca e le colline erano dolci e verdi. Verso mezzogiorno abbiamo trovato il posto perfetto per un picnic. Un grande prato all'ombra di alcuni alberi. Abbiamo mangiato e passato il pomeriggio a goderci il bel tempo all'ombra. A un certo punto abbiamo anche incontrato due piccoli caprioli. Quando si sono accorti della nostra presenza, si sono spaventati molto. Ma noi siamo rimasti immobili e poco dopo sono andati via. È stato bellissimo vedere questi animali da vicino. E io e Paolo non ce lo dimenticheremo mai.
Okay, something quite special in this episode. A little calmer, shall we say, after the events of last time.
Sì.
But yeah, they've had a nice experience together in the Val d'Orcia.
Sì, è molto rilassante questa descrizione. Mi sono immaginata tutta la scena.
Esatto. Okay, so let's go back through it now and we'll talk about this in more detail so that we can help everyone understand this.
Va bene, allora iniziamo. Visto che ieri Paolo ha preso una storta, oggi abbiamo deciso di noleggiare una macchina per evitare di camminare troppo.
Okay, so visto che means given that or since. Ieri Paolo ha preso una storta, since yesterday Paolo sprained his ankle, or t- took a sprint, literally. Oggi abbiamo deciso di noleggiare una macchina. We decided to hire a car, to rent a car, per evitare di camminare troppo, to avoid walking too much. So, a couple of things here. Notice that it's evitare di fare qualcosa.
Sì.
In English, we say to avoid doing something. But as so often when we've got an ing form in English, it's translated by an infinitive in Italian. Per evitare di camminare troppo.
Esatto.
And also, abbiamo deciso. Deciso is another of these irregular past participles from decidere.
Decidere, sì. As the majority of the verbs ending in ere, they have an irregular past participle. So it's not deciduto, it doesn't exist.
Don't say that, don't say that.
But deciso.
Good, okay. Let's continue on.
La meta di oggi è la Val d'Orcia.
Okay, so la meta, we've seen this before, the destination for today is the Val d'Orcia.
Prima di partire abbiamo preparato un pranzo al sacco con dei panini, frutta e una coperta per fare un picnic.
So they've basically prepared a packed lunch here.
Sì, un pranzo al sacco.
So a lunch in the bag.
Sì, o sack,
yeah.
Sacco.
Ok, so prima di partire, this prima di fare qualcosa, it's a great phrase because it's really easy to use. Before doing something, and there's another example of an ing in English, becoming an infinitive in Italian.
Sì, prima di plus infinitive.
Esatto. So, prima di partire, before leaving, abbiamo preparato un pranzo al sacco. We prepared a packed lunch con dei panini with rolls or bread rolls, frutta, or sandwiches and fruit, e una coperta per fare un picnic, and a cover, a blanket, to have a picnic.
Perfetto, sì. Picnic è una parola internazionale,
sì,
vero?
Certo, certo.
Una volta in macchina abbiamo guidato per un po', osservando il paesaggio intorno a noi.
Ok, so once in the car, una volta in macchina, abbiamo guidato per un po'. So guidare is to drive.
Sì.
So they drove a little, osservando il paesaggio intorno a noi. Literally, observing the countryside around us. Francesca, could we have said here, abbiamo guidato un po', without the per?
Abbiamo guidato un po', sì, 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 sì. We drove a bit.
Yeah.
E per un po' is more like the duration, the time.
Mm-hmm. So for a little time.
Sì.
Una volta in macchina abbiamo guidato per un po'. So
we could have said abbiamo
time.
Guidato per un'ora, abbiamo guidato mm-hmm. per molto tempo.
Mm-hmm. Ok, perfetto. And osservando, there is a gerund form in Italian, osservando, this ando ending, observing. That's when we would say observing, an ing form coming to a gerund form, not an infinitive.
Sì, the idea is that the two things are happening at the same time. So while we are driving, we're also observing the landscape. Ideally, not the person who is driving, but the passenger.
I was going to
but
say that.
If you go slowly, you can also drive and enjoy the landscape.
Yeah. Just look forward
just
at all,
be careful.
All times. Yeah. Okay, so what kind of day was it?
Era una giornata splendida. Il cielo era limpido e azzurro. C'era una leggera brezza fresca e le colline erano dolci e verdi.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Era una giornata splendida. It was a beautiful day, a splendid day. Il cielo era limpido. Now we have the word limpid in English, but basically this means it's clear. So
sì.
It's, the sky was clear. E azzurro and blue. C'era una leggera brezza. Is that a breeze?
A breeze, sì, yeah. Una brezza.
So, a fresh breeze.
Sì.
E le colline erano dolci e verdi. And the hills were sweet and green?
Sì, sweet. We use the adjective dolce to describe hills, to give the idea of like the shape, mm-hmm. the sweet round shape of hills.
Okay.
So as opposed to the shape of mountains, for example, we cannot describe mountains as dolci.
Dolci. So is this the idea that the hills are rolling? So the rolling hills in the countryside. So they're not steep mountains, but rolling hills. And you can imagine them driving through Tuscany in this greenness. It sounds wonderful. I want to go.
Sì, anch'io.
Okay, we're going to take a short break to allow us to continue to imagine this beautiful scene. We'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back. We are currently with Giulia and Paolo as they are driving through the beautiful countryside of the Val d'Orcia. Francesca, shall we continue?
Certo, continuiamo e leggo la prossima frase.
Perfetto.
Verso mezzogiorno abbiamo trovato il posto perfetto per un picnic. Un grande prato all'ombra di alcuni alberi.
So towards midday, towards noon, they found, or we found, we're translating this as them, we found the perfect spot, il posto perfetto per un picnic, for a picnic. And this spot was un grande prato, which is a big field or a meadow, all'ombra di alcuni alberi. So it's in the shade of some trees.
Sì, perfetto. Mi sembra il posto ideale.
Sì.
Abbiamo mangiato e passato il pomeriggio a goderci il bel tempo all'ombra.
Ok, so we ate, abbiamo mangiato e passato il pomeriggio, and we spent the afternoon a goderci il bel tempo, enjoying the beautiful weather all'ombra, in the shade.
Sì.
Okay, let's go back to abbiamo passato, because that's one of these verbs that can go with either essere or avere. And here it's abbiamo passato il pomeriggio. We spent the afternoon.
Sì, in this case, it's clearly a transitive verb. We spent what, the afternoon. But if you remember in the previous episode when Paolo twisted his ankle, we said Paolo è passato da una piscina all'altra. So it's a different meaning, and it's a clear change of state, because it was going from one place to another.
Good. Okay, so there, in this case, abbiamo passato il pomeriggio previously. Lui è passato from one place to another. Okay, so they spent the afternoon enjoying the beautiful temp, beautiful temp.
Il beautiful tempo, sì.
the beautiful weather in the shade. Goderci, how would you say we enjoyed the beautiful weather?
Ci siamo goduti il bel tempo. Or you could also use it without the pronoun. And you could also say abbiamo goduto il bel tempo. Or even abbiamo goduto del bel tempo.
Right, so three different options there. It's quite tricky. Is there a more natural way of saying that?
Personally, I would use it with the pronoun as it is the case here, because there is the idea of involvement, because it's such a special thing, and there is the idea of enjoying something really, really much. So you want to involve yourself in that action. So, for example, you could say, mi sono goduta un bel tramonto ieri sera. So you were kind of part of the process, the action.
You were invested in it.
Sì.
and the difference between godersi and divertirsi, because that's another word that we use for enjoying things.
Sì, godersi qualcosa is to enjoy something, while divertirsi is to have fun in Italian.
Okay, good.
So we could say here, abbiamo mangiato e passato il pomeriggio a goderci il bel tempo all'ombra. Ci siamo divertiti molto. We really had fun.
Perfetto. Yeah, excellent. Okay, let's continue on.
A un certo punto abbiamo anche incontrato due piccoli caprioli.
That's a new word for me. Capriolo.
Sì, capriolo is a roe deer.
A roe deer. Okay, so a small type of deer.
Sì.
A un certo punto, at a certain point, abbiamo anche incontrato due piccoli caprioli. So we also met two small deer.
Sì, che carini.
Che carini.
Quando si sono accorti della nostra presenza, si sono spaventati molto, ma noi siamo rimasti immobili e poco dopo sono andati via.
Ok, so quando si sono accorti, this is from accorgersi.
Accorgersi, sì, è un altro participio irregolare. Il verbo è accorgere, il participio accorto.
Mm-hmm. So when we realize, or when they realized rather, when they realized della nostra presenza, our presence. So it's accorgersi di qualcosa.
Sì, esatto.
So when they realized, when they became aware of our presence, si sono spaventati molto. So they got a big fright.
Sì, esatto. Un altro verbo riflessivo, spaventarsi, si sono spaventati.
So they got a big fright, ma noi siamo rimasti immobili, but we remained immobile, and that's another irregular past participle there, from rimanere.
Sì, rimanere, rimasto.
So noi siamo rimasti immobili, e poco dopo sono andati via, and we stayed still, but a little while later they went away.
Esatto, sì. Per fortuna tutto bene.
Mm-hmm.
È stato bellissimo vedere questi animali da vicino e io e Paolo non ce lo dimenticheremo mai.
Right, è stato bellissimo. It was beautiful. It was a lovely thing to see these animals close up, vedere questi animali da vicino. E io e Paolo, and Paolo and I, non ce lo dimenticheremo mai. Right, there's a lot going on in there, Francesca.
A lot going on. First of all, we have a nice future tense, mm-hmm. dimenticheremo, from the verb dimenticare, to forget.
Mm-hmm.
We have the direct object pronoun, lo, mm-hmm. meaning it, but with the idea of summarizing the whole event.
Yep.
So we will never forget bumping into roe deers and all the story that Giulia has just told us.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a ce, which is actually ci,
mm-hmm.
so meaning ourselves. But because we are joining ci with the pronoun lo, we have to change ci into ce for phonetic reasons. We could have also said non lo dimenticheremo mai. So the verb can be dimenticare or dimenticarsi.
Okay, and they both mean the same. There's no difference in meaning.
Sì, sì. We could have said, io e Paolo non lo dimenticheremo mai. But again, as before, when using the pronoun, there is slightly more involvement from the subject.
Yeah, so they're just, it's such a special event, they really will not forget it.
Sì.
So we've got the dimenticarsi, and because it's a reflexive verb, then the si is going to become ci.
Sì.
The ci is coming in front, and we're putting that dimenticare into the future. And if you're looking at the written version of this, pay particular attention to the spelling of dimenticaremo, because the k sound of dimenticare, which would normally be followed by an a, the letter a from dimenticare, is now taking an e afterwards because it's part of the future tense, and therefore it becomes dimenticheremo. And to keep that hard c sound, we need to throw in an extra H there, just to complicate it that little
Why
bit further.
Why not? We like to complicate things, don't we? No.
So, we've got the ci dimenticheremo, and then we've now got to also put in what it is that we won't forget, and that would be lo, referring back to everything else, and that lo is, of course, going to come in before the dimenticheremo, but after the ci. And that's what turns the ci to ce. Ce lo dimenticheremo. And it's a never, so it's non mai. We're taking that apart, put it together again, taking it apart again and putting it together again. So hopefully this makes sense now. Okay, let's listen again to the whole passage. And this way, this time, hopefully, having gone through everything with us, you'll understand it all. Let's have a listen.
Visto che ieri Paolo ha preso una storta, oggi abbiamo deciso di noleggiare una macchina per evitare di camminare troppo. La meta di oggi è la Val d'Orcia. Prima di partire abbiamo preparato un pranzo al sacco con dei panini, frutta e una coperta per fare un picnic. Una volta in macchina abbiamo guidato per un po', osservando il paesaggio intorno a noi. Era una giornata splendida. Il cielo era limpido e azzurro. C'era una leggera brezza fresca e le colline erano dolci e verdi. Verso mezzogiorno abbiamo trovato il posto perfetto per un picnic. Un grande prato all'ombra di alcuni alberi. Abbiamo mangiato e passato il pomeriggio a goderci il bel tempo all'ombra. A un certo punto abbiamo anche incontrato due piccoli caprioli. Quando si sono accorti della nostra presenza, si sono spaventati molto. Ma noi siamo rimasti immobili, e poco dopo sono andati via. È stato bellissimo vedere questi animali da vicino. E io e Paolo non ce lo dimenticheremo mai.
So there we have another episode of our travel diaries in which Giulia and Paolo have now reached Val d'Orcia. They're continuing their journey, and next time, where are they heading, Francesca?
La prossima volta andranno in un posto molto particolare con un'abbazia, ma non voglio rivelare ancora la destinazione.
Va bene. Well, if you can work out where this is, then perhaps you would like to let us know. You can do so on social media. Of course, we are Coffee Break Italian on Facebook. We are Learn Italian on Twitter, and of course, Coffee Break Languages over on Instagram. And we hope that you've been enjoying the images that we've been posting of all these beautiful destinations on Instagram each week. Okay, you can also check out the Coffee Break French travel diaries if you're a French learner. Perhaps by the time you're listening to this, we'll also have Coffee Break German and Spanish travel diaries too. You can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreaklanguages.com. For now, Francesca, è tutto per oggi.
Sì, direi che è tutto e non vedo l'ora di incontrare di nuovo te e i nostri ascoltatori per un altro episodio.
Perfetto, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.